KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear, 52 degrees in Atlantic. Could see some patchy fog through about 9 a.m. Otherwise, skies should be sunny today with a high of 82. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Three counties in Nebraska and Iowa are prosecuting a group of Omaha residents they suspect of slipping into feedlots in the dark of night and hauling off steers and cows to sell at sale barns and livestock auctions. According to an updated report in the Omaha World Herald, the modern-day cattle rustling suspects, Irvin John Jacob, James Michael Brunzo, and Amy Louise Springer, face charges in connection with cattle thefts here in Cass County and in Cumming County, Nebraska. Jacob and Springer also face charges in York County, Nebraska. Jacob, who's 57, and Springer, who's 42, have already pleaded guilty in some of the cases. 49-year-old Brunzo is in federal custody after pleading guilty in a drug case in January. His warrant in Cass County remains in effect until he can be brought here for prosecution. The other two have been ordered to pay restitution. In addition, Springer was given 2 years probation in Cass County and a deferred judgment on a felony theft charge, while Jacob pled not guilty this past Thursday in Cass County District Court to a misdemeanor theft charge. He received probation in an agreement with prosecutors. Police in Red Oak report the arrest at around 4:25 p.m. Friday of 35-year-old Peggy Sue Gurney of Red Oak. Gurney was taken into custody following a traffic stop in the 500 block of North 6th Street for driving while suspended, operating a motor vehicle without registration, and cited for having a defective muffler. She was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. From coast to coast, Americans are celebrating the country's independence with family gatherings, fireworks, parades, and food. And there are several events going on around the listing area, as you might expect. There's a whole list of them on our Daily Diary page at the web at KJAN.com under our community hub. Among them, the Atlantic JC's annual flight breakfast is underway from now until 11 a.m. featuring food from the Pancake Man. Fireworks will be held at the airport tonight from 8 until 10:30 with music provided on the site. And the Kiwanis serving food. The fireworks show is provided, as in the past, by Viking Pyrotechnics. A pancake and sausage breakfast is being held this morning at this hour at Bauer Welding, located west of Messina on Highway 92. The cost of that is $5. Everyone's welcome. That's sponsored by the Messina Lions Club. Fontenelle's 4th of July celebration continues today as Fontenelle turns 160. There's a tractor ride breakfast this morning until 9. The riders will leave at 8:30, and at 8 a.m. is the running of the bells, fun run and walk. Line up at 7:30. And the parade is at 11 a.m. at Fontenelle. Concession stands will be opening up at noon on the Fontenelle Square. Everybody always enjoys Xyra's 150th 4th of July celebration, and that continues this weekend. Today at 9 o'clock is the foot races in front of the old elementary school. From 10 a.m. today until 9 p.m. tonight is the Xyra Community Club Beer Garden on the east side of the city park. There's also a carnival and the parade at 10:30 in Xyra, which starts and ends at the Legion Ballpark. After that is the mayor's pie throw at the city park. The annual Marnie Community Club July 4th celebration takes place at the Marnie Park. The flag will be raised this evening at 6 o'clock with a meal to follow. Of course, the fireworks begin at dusk. The Marnie July 4th celebration features roast pork, and the fire department will conduct kids' water fights during the hog roast. Everyone who is attending is asked to give a free will donation to help pay for the fireworks in Marnie. Friends of the Lake celebration will be held at Lake Icaria. At 9 o'clock this morning is the sand volleyball tournament. From 10 until 11:30 is the youth fishing contest. And Youth Council will be serving hot dogs, chips, and drinks. The Oakland 4th of July celebration continues this weekend. Underway from now until 10 o'clock is the pancake feed at the fire station. There's also a 7 a.m. run for the Rock, 3K and 5K. The registration underway this hour with the race starting at 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. There's also a car show and tractor show, and a beer and food tent later on. Also, glow wands and wristbands at dusk, along with the fireworks. All the events in Oakland are held at the Chautauqua Park. And the Xyra Masonic Lodge will feature a food stand at the Xyra Masonic Lodge south of the city park today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And again, from 4 until 6, they'll serve hamburgers and hot dogs, topped off with their famous sautéed onions, along with tea and lemonade. Again, those are only a few of the events going on around the Lisna Valley. Just check in with our Daily Diary page. Elsewhere, local jazz band Popcorn Button is inviting the community to a free big band dance entitled Let Freedom Swing, and that'll be held on Saturday, July the 18th at the Atlantic Elks Lodge. A group of volunteer musicians has been putting on semi-annual dances in Atlantic since 2010. Events feature 3 live hours of music with experienced and beginning dancers filling the floor throughout the night. A foundational tenet of that volunteer band has been the bringing music and dancing to the community, and early dances featured group lessons and swing dancing. And longtime dancer Jake Auerbach will be available at Let Freedom Swing to teach beginning steps to anyone who's interested. Since 2012, Popcorn Button has offered a semi-annual scholarship for middle and high school students to attend honor bands, band camps, and music lessons. The event is free on July the 18th with free will donations, of course, accepted to help cover the band's expenses. And prior to that band and dance event on July the 18th, the Atlantic Elks Lodge will invite you to join them at 5 o'clock that evening for breakfast. The cost is $8 per person, and all are welcome. The Let Freedom Swing will be held from 7 until 10 p.m. at the Elks Lodge in Atlantic. For more information, you can go to their website at www.popcornbutton.org. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Christy Lou Barr, age 46, of Minot, North Dakota, died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Christy Barr will be held on Monday at 9 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Emmert Christian Knudsen, age 86, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Madonna Rehabilitation Hospital. Funeral services for Emmert Knudsen will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Abundant Life Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Lucille Verrath, age 98, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at Greenfield Nursing and Health Care Center. Celebration of Life services for Lucille Verrath will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. And Lester Wheatley, age 99, of Elkhorn and formerly of Marnie, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Lester Wheatley will be Tuesday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.